One thing when I last interviewed you, Drew, about 4 years ago, it always stayed in my head, and it made me think a lot about how I live my life and whether I would do the same thing. The idea that the video camera in your head, and at the end of the day, you know, you'd look back, and was there anything that you'd feel ashamed of, or if you let people down? Do you still do that? You smile. Is that sort of almost?
I think it's a process of maturing a bit. I looked at a lot of things like that, and I agree with the concept enormously, but my view on how I perceive it has changed, because a lot of what the way I saw things back then were a little bit fear induced, and they were quite dogmatic in terms of
black and white kind of
very black and white. You must do this. If you don't do this, then you don't deserve to win, and you know, and etc. And I think looking back on it now, it's just not something I wouldn't express things that way.
No.
I would certainly say, I would certainly appreciate that performance and those kind of things come from enjoyment, and enjoyment is based on enjoyment, those good feelings that come from that, and looking at your video at the end of the day might be a great opportunity to say, have I enjoyed myself? And in enjoying myself, have I brought other people closer to enjoying themselves and to achieving their goals? And have I worked hard on my ambitions to bring out more of my, if you like, God-given talent? And I think that's kind of maybe the way I'd see things more, as opposed to saying,
because you can't live your life.
Was this good enough, or should you have done that? And I think those are the sort of things that kept me awake.
So all these other things that you've been doing, like the guitar and the sort of quantum physics, the Buddhism, all kind of searching in a way for some kind of serenity, I guess, or broadening of oneself.
Definitely, I think broadening is a good expression, because it's in terms of it's been searching for a bit of tranquility, a bit of serenity, a bit of peace and calm in amongst a world of created by obsessive thoughts like the ones we were talking about. Have you done enough? Have you done this? Was that right? Was this right? Should you have done that? The panic and fear and the doom that comes from thinking, I've done that. Now, you know, if I don't get this last kick, then it means this and I can't see it. And I didn't do that well enough today, and I'll never forget that. I'll regret that first, etc. Those sort of feelings, which went into create a world of, like you said, induced by fear of failure, surrounded by then some perceptions of the expectation of everything and everyone around you on you, and your own expectation of yourself, and your overly harsh analysis. It was, the whole search was breaking away from that to rediscover the love for playing the game, but also rediscover the tranquility behind just enjoying being here.
Of course. So something like Buddhism, is that something that still helps you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think it's become a, you know, it's, I think I mentioned that expression once or twice in an interview a few years ago, and sure enough the headlines came out.
Of course.
I think It's nothing more than, for me, than a philosophy, and a way of life. I just seem to, it resonates with me.
Yeah,
I identify with it. I agree with so much of the sentiment behind it, and I enjoy the liberating effect it's had on me from being able to get back into the game as such. But in a way that is so much more, in a way which is so much more, so much more rewarding, because you're enjoying the actual moment of being on the field, as opposed to what I was doing, which was, summing it up perfectly, was basically getting in the changing room, sitting down and wiping my brow and just saying, thank God that's over. I managed just to keep my head above water, and the expression I sort of, when I tried to, I've written about it in a whole book on the basic thing, it was that it was about just surviving in a position, in a place where you are so privileged to have all these amazing experiences, and yet you spend them just keeping your head above water. And I think for me that was a point where I realised that I was coming towards the end of my possibly rugby career, and my knee was bad and my things were going on, and I realised that what if I had to say goodbye to that right now? Would I be pleased with how I lived it? And I think the only way I would have said yes was if I was one of those guys that carried around a portfolio of my best moments with me in my pocket, so I never met anyone I could say, here's my video, here's my favourite, and that's interesting to me. Yeah. It was about just saying, did I make the most of that experience? Playing at Twickenham, playing at Marseille, playing in Toulon, did I really enjoy it? Did I help other people to try and get to their goals? And that's the video maybe.
I took the Buddhism thing in a positive way, but I get, was there cynicism? Were people cynical that you'd, because you said that there was that headline, and I didn't pick up any cynicism, but was
I guess in a way I was kind of still ironically a little bit bothered about what people thought about it. I'm aware, you know, there seems to be this kind of faddish kind of feel about people diving into these things and trying to find immediate escape and all that. And I think it's become part of my journey that just goes alongside with me, always using it to remind me when things get a little bit too much, just what's really going on,
what's important,
and when. Yeah, exactly.
So you feel more comfortable now?
I do, yeah, but that's not to say that you don't need to be reminded by others, or you don't need to go and sit and look in the mirror every now and again, sure, and just say, hold on, you look back over your shoulder and realise that you've maybe strayed down that old path again, and just think, okay, I've been here before and it didn't work the first time, and
sure,
it isn't going to work this time.
Danny Cipriani seems to have fallen out of favour in England. Beyond that, you played just one international with him, did you? Or when you came on?
Yeah,
or
came
did,
on, yeah.
Is that the only time you two have been played together?
So, yeah.
What is your assessment of him as a talent and as a person, the little you know of him, the little you've played with him?
I've got a lot of respect for Danny Cipriani, yeah, definitely. I've spoken to him quite a fair amount on the phone, discussing rugby and discussing, yeah, some of the things we've been discussing here, yeah, just that sort of thing. And I believe he's massively talented player, with, and it's always a bit overly, I think when people start using the word potential, it's always can sound a bit condescending, but not in any way do I mention that. I mention potential because he's got, it's not to say he's not a damn good player right now,
but
to say that he can actually get even get better and better and better, and that scope for the fact that he could do that is quite astonishing, you know, because he's already at a world class level, but he can go and go and go and go, and I think that's great. And I think what's going to help him do that is just keep playing. You know, he's had a tough injury when he sort of had a good great breakthrough in the England time, and then took a tough injury.
Yeah, I'd say, so you speak not often, but once each few months, would you say?
Yeah. That's a good analysis of it. And I think having an opportunity to have a chat, and I think, you know, the guy has a lot of pressure on himself, on his shoulders, that not many people have to deal with at that kind of age, and he, you know, he deals with it, in his own way, and he deals with it as effectively as he can in a situation where he's been isolated out of a team as an individual. Yeah, and that's tough. It's kind of like
saying, I said out of team, out of England, you mean?
I mean isolated in terms of in a team sport.
Yeah,
he's been isolated as an individual worthy of all the attention there, and that's not easy. It's a double edged sword, I know, with regard to it brings the other things in life, and it brings this, and it's what happens when people play well, etc., etc. But it's not, that isn't an easy life, and when you're dealing with all those things and then trying to be your best with that kind of distraction, the fact is that you need time to find your path, and when, yeah, which is what he's doing, and as he keeps doing that, he's going to keep getting better and better. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's a damn good player.
And certainly this move obviously has engendered a happiness in the sense that it's a change, something new, and that's definitely been positive.
Yeah, definitely. And the, yeah, the difficult thing is it's not, it's never going to be the Hollywood movie with the credits aren't going to come up, and it's going to be the walking into the sunset happy moments forever. You know, you come here and you think it is a marvelous move, but then sure enough the training didn't go so well that day, and I know what happens now, and I'm not kicking so great today, I need to work on that more. It's a journey. I'm just really happy with the stretch of the road right now.